By now, most feds are familiar with the SAVE Awards and how the White House used a simple web submit form to let federal workers offer recommendations for ways to save money within the government. Caitlin Sabachick with the White House New Media Office says the same technology used for the 2010 SAVE Awards was adapted for use with the president's GreenGov Challenge.
Instead of just submitting ideas and having them go into a kind of a black box for people to review, all the ideas were public. So you could submit an idea, it showed up on a website, and anyone else could see what your idea was and vote for it, vote against it, and just sort of say, you know, I think this is a really good idea too. And so, you know, this time we got fewer ideas, but still a lot of federal employee participation. So we had about 5,000 ideas, but overall 14,000 federal employees that participated in this, and tons of votes. We had 165,000 people who voted on another idea. And what was great about this is that, you know, it allowed us, you know, from sort of a reviewing of ideas perspective, to really see which ideas were the most popular and the most feasible in some of the agencies, because a lot of those really great ideas floated to the top. Some of the ones that were maybe good ideas but not the greatest didn't float to the top. And also sort of was a lower barrier to entry. So you didn't have to come up with your own idea to participate in this. Anybody could participate in it. Anybody could sort of go and look at some of the ideas in their agency and decide whether or not they thought it was a good one.
Sabachick talked about the GreenGov Challenge online during one of the wrap-up sessions to the White House GreenGov Symposium, which concluded yesterday at George Washington University. Another panelist who came to connect the dots between GreenGov and social media is Steve Luzzi with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who also helps run FedCenter.gov.
Our goal then is to provide the collaboration services and the information that the federal community needs to meet their environmental obligations. We listen to their needs, the things they sort of need to do. Part and parcel of that, naturally, was collaboration capabilities.
Luzzi told the symposium how FedCenter provides what he calls shared workspaces or private work groups where green teams from the Environmental Protection Agency and other agencies can collaborate.
Folks use it for a lot of different purposes. Sometimes they come to us because they have to just say, you know, host an event or something, and they want to organize it. And so they'll come and request it that we provide a private workspace for them to do those kinds of things. Sometimes they just need a file repository. They want to share files and documents, sometimes work on those documents with version control capabilities, and just be able to share those documents anywhere, anytime, you know, essentially in a private setting.
Luzzi described some of the GreenGov-related shared workspaces now on FedCenter.
Federal greenhouse gas accounting. They typically used it for maintaining and coordinating all of the documents that were required to produce policy and guidance attendant to the greenhouse gases areas within the executive order. Army Region 5 Sustainability Network uses it to collaborate with their entire network. They share documents, images, pictures, events, that sort of thing. EPA School Chemical Cleanout Military Partnership. This particular work area is used by Region 6 in partnership with the feds, the local authorities, and the military to help abolish hazardous chemicals from schools in around the Dallas area. So some of the tools, you know, essentially, you know, these aren't cutting edge, but they are effective. We have file libraries with the document storage and version control capabilities. Some other standard things like instant polls, calendaring software, members directories, and listservs. Our audience has taken to enjoying the fact that we have even the lowest level simple approach to collaboration, and that's providing list services.
Maritza Huerta with the U.S. Forest Service had a different story to tell. She says their strategy uses videos posted to YouTube as a large part of their social media strategy, which has several goals.
One is to increase awareness. We just want to educate both employees and external audiences. And also call to action, we were talking about changing employee behavior. I'm in my mid-20s, and it's hard to get me to change some habits. So in an agency with people that are 40 years or plus, I'm assuming it won't be that easy to change behavior. But through the use of social media, we're hoping to possibly do that.
Huerta told the symposium that she and her colleagues learned one of the key lessons, some would say frustrations, of trying to use social media the first time they uploaded an innocuous butterfly video to YouTube, bypassing some of the proper channels.
We really just wanted to stop talking about using social media and just dive in head first. So we bought our own video equipment. We didn't go through the department and have them videotape our videos. And then we bought our own video editing software, and then we hired students such as myself and another one that's here too, to just start producing these videos. And then the approval process is where it got a little tricky. The Forest Service had already had a social media guide, but one thing is theory, another thing is putting it into practice, and so we quickly learned a couple of lessons. As you notice in the video, it said part two. So we were the first to post the video, and we're also the first to get our video taken down. So what happened was that safety is really important within the Forest Service, but it was just something that wasn't written into our social media plan. And so the part one of this, so this butterfly garden was built in collaboration with Job Corps, and so it got approved by our Office of Communications and by the department. But when it got out to the field, some of our safety folks came back with comments stating that they didn't think that the Job Corps students had taken enough safety precautions. So it really brought up this sort of gray line of what safety, you know, how much do we want to acknowledge safety within the videos, you know. So what we ended up doing is just deciding that if we think our videos might have a safety issue, we just put out a disclosure right at the beginning of the video to address the issue head on.
Huerta adds that they're continuing to experiment with YouTube, though she wryly suggests that the 325 views they've picked up so far suggest that the Forest Service content isn't going to go viral anytime soon. Reporting from the White House GreenGov Summit on the campus of George Washington University in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.